The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Echet Yebamot has been dedicated and sponsored by our dear friend Mr. Isaac Jamal and his wife in honor of his family and Hatzlacha Varvaha Bechol Ma'asei Yadav. May be Zocheh to raise his children in the ways of the Torah. They should give him much nachat. He should have many more children with health and happiness. Chen v'chesed b'enei Hashem u'b'nei Adam. And he should have beracha b'kol mikol kol. Him and his entire family. Amen. Daf Kuf Yud Gimel. Today's daf is being studied in the Nishmat Avraham ben Esther. Ruach Hashem t'nichenu b'gan Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied for Ashi Lema Sarab Bat Rachel. Emna refanada. Emna refanada. Emna refanada. Emna refanada. Emna refanada. Amen. We begin today's daf on Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Rishon, and we start on the second line. What's the reason why a hereshet does not eat teruma? Which means, if let's say Kohen is married to a hereshet, normally the Kohen feeds his wife teruma. However, if his wife is a hereshet, the Gemara says she does not eat teruma. How do you know that? That not because we learned in our Mishnah here. Eid Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgoda ala hereshet shesia avia. In the case where let's say a hereshet was married off by her father, she yotza beget, which means she's able to get a get. What's the logic? Because her father marries her off, so that's already a kiddushin the oraita. So even let's say now she becomes. Well, let's say her father's dead now, right? And now the father cannot receive the get. It doesn't matter. She can receive her own get. So that was the din of the Mishnah, that a chereshet can receive her own get. Look at Rashi. Al chereshet shesi'a aviha bekatnuta. Okay, married off when she was a ketana. She yotza beget va'afilu mishetagdil. Okay, even when she becomes a gedola, let's say, ve'en aviha mekabel gita, and now the father cannot receive the get anymore, mekabaltohi. She receives it, v'yotziyah, v'afagav, v'kiddushiyah, gemurin, avu, even though her kiddushin was a kiddushin d'orat, because the father married her off, v'girushiyah b'lo da'at. Now her kiddushin is without da'at, because she's a chereshet, ha'vegita. You know why it's a get? L'fi sha'isha yotzah, l'b'tzunav sh'lo l'tzunah. So since you can give a divorce to a lady, even against her will, so therefore you can even divorce a chereshet. Good, that was the din of the Mishnah. Now the next din of the Mishnah was Va'al ketana bat Yisrael, Av ketana was about Yisrael, sh'niset l'kohen sh'ochelet betruma. Now, ve'ilu hereshet lo achla, which means when it came to a hereshet, it didn't discuss her ability to eat teruma. It only discussed a ketana that eats teruma. Mashma, that a ketana married to a kohen eats teruma. But a hereshet married to a kohen does not. Because the Mishnah, when it discussed the teruma aspect, only discussed it by a ketana. So the Gemara wants to know, why does a ketana eat teruma and a hereshet? No. So the Gemara says like this, Gezera Shem. Well, let's just read Rashi for a second. Al Ketana Bat Yisrael, Yetoma Haniset Al Pi Ima. Let's say you have a Yetoma. Her mother married her off. Ketana. She Ochelet Petruma. Afal Pi She En Nisueh Nisuin Gimurim. Even though it's not a full marriage, it's only Midrabanan. Achla Petruma Midrabanan. Meaning she can eat Teruma Midrabanan. Which means any terumah that's terumah d'rabbanan, since her marriage is d'rabbanan, she'll be able to eat terumah on that level. Okay, that's what the Gemara said above. So now the Gemara says, but why can't a hereshet marry to a kohen? Even if you want to say, let's say their marriage is only d'rabbanan, which it is because she's a hereshet, but still she should be able to eat terumah d'rabbanan at least. So comes the Gemara and says, Gezera sheme ya'achil heresh b'hereshet. We're worried that what? That if you allow a hereshet married to a pikeach, so maybe a hereshet married to a heresh will also eat. Now, obviously this cannot be the answer. Because if a hereshet married to a pikeach can eat, so then a hereshet married to a heresh can also eat, which means both are rabbinical marriages. So therefore, the Gemara is in the process of giving the answer. This is not the full answer. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Velichud. What's the problem of a hereshet married to a heresh to eat teruma? Let them eat. Not only let them eat, it's considered katan ochel nevelotu. We have a law that says a katan, a minor, is allowed to even eat meat from an animal that wasn't slaughtered properly. It's called a nevela. And Veti doesn't have to stop them. Even isu deoraita, a katan is able to eat. And therefore, what's the problem of a hereshet married to a hereshet? They should be able to even eat teruma deoraita. Because why? They have a din of a katan, because they don't have da'at. So therefore the Gemara is back to its question. Don't tell me that a hereshet married to a pikeah can eat teruma midrabanan atu a heresh married to a hereshet. In both cases it should be permissible for them to eat even teruma d'orayta because they have a din of a katan, which the law of a katan is katan ochel, nevelot. And you don't stop them. So comes Gemara and says, no. Gezera shemi ya'achil heresh bepikachat. The concern is that the Kohen might be the Heresh, might feed his wife who is a pikahat. That a pikahat is an adult. She has sechel, she has intelligence. And therefore, since the marriage is only midrabanan, right, so we're concerned that why she might come to eat teruma. She might come to eat teruma. So the Gemara says, v'heresh bepikahat namelichul. Even in that case, she's able to eat bitruma midrabanan. Which means at least she should be able to eat Turma Drabanan because her marriage is Midrabanan. So she should be able to eat Turma Drabanan. So the Gemara says, Gezera Dilma Ati Le'ochla B'Turma De'Oraita. Gezera that the Heresh married to the Pikahat might eat Turma De'Oraita. So now let's review. It's a sequence of Gezerot, why it's forbidden for a Pikeyach Kohen married to a Heresh. That's the case we're looking for. That's the case of our Mishnah. A Pikeyach Kohen married to a Heresh. That's rabbinical marriage, right? So the Gemara says it's forbidden for that chereshet to eat even teruma derabanan. Why? Add to a case of cheresh married to a chereshet. Oh, why is that case asur? Add to a case of a cheresh that's married to a pekahat, pekrit. Oh, so the Gemara says, in even that case, what do you mean? It should be mutar midrabanan. So you say, no, we're going to oser it even midrabanan because they might come to eat midoraita. And the Heresh married to the Pikat cannot eat deoraita because the marriage is only midrabanan. So therefore, look at the sequence again. Right, it's one step, two step, three step. That she actually asks a question on this Gemara. He says, you're looking for a case of a Pikat married to a Hereshit, right? Why don't you just jump to the last case? We make a Gezerah Pikat to a Hereshit, atu, a Pikat to a Heresh. So he comes along and says, we wouldn't make a gezerah on those cases, because it's the reverse case. Nobody's going to confuse those two cases together. Which means nobody's going to confuse the case of a Heresh married to a Pikeya to a Heresh to a Pikeya. It's reverse cases. So therefore, you have to make a gezerah on something that's similar. So we have to go in sequence. The first sequence is like this. Heresh to a Pikeya, atu a Heresh to a Heresh. So in both cases, you have the Heresh factor. And then, the Heresh married to a Heresh, atu a Heresh married to a Pikat. So therefore the Gezerah has at least connectors. And therefore let's just review one more time the Gezerah. A Hereshet cannot eat Teruma if her husband is a Kohen. Now the Chaura, from the law, she should be able to eat Teruma deoraita. Why? Because she has a din of a Katan. And the Katan is Ochen, Nevelot, and Betin does not stop them. But what? The rabbis will say to them, they cannot even eat Teruma Drabanan. Atu a Hereshet and Hereshet was really the same case. And what? Atu really a Heresh that's married to a Pikhit? Now the Pikhit is a regular lady. She has laws. She's obligated to the laws over there. So she would not be able to eat Midoraita Teruma because her marriage is only Midrabanan. But she would be able to eat Midrabanan. But what? The rabbis made a Gezerah. She can't even eat Midrabanan. Atu that she might come to eat Midoraita. And therefore a Heresh cannot eat. But comes the Gemara and says, Umay Shira Ketanad Itla. Oh, next question. Which means a ketana, when a ketana gets married, she gets a ketubah. There is a ketubah. If there is a divorce, why, if a chereshet gets divorced, there is no ketubah? So the Gemara says, because no one's going to get married to her. Which is already a chereshet has a difficult time getting married. Now already, if they're going to say that she also gets a ketubah, so it's going to be another deterrent not to marry a chereshet. So therefore, there is no ketubah. So comes the Gemara and says, look at Hashim, mimne'e velo nasbila, ava beketana lo mimne'e da'ata lechla de'a. Which means, even though a ketana is a ketubah, they're not going to refrain from marrying a ketana because she's eventually going to mature into a gedolah. She's going to end up having da'at. So the guy says, okay, one day she's going to be a regular girl with da'at, so I'll marry her, even though I have to pay a ketubah. But a chereshet remains a chereshet forever. So therefore, you need an incentive for the guy to marry her. So therefore, there's no ketubah. So Kazi Gemara says, "V'ketana minalan di'itla ketubah." How do you know that the ketana does get a ketubah? That now we have a mishnah. Hamimainet, right? That's a lady that makes a girl that makes a refusal to her husband when she's a ketana. Vashinia, that's somebody that marries a secondary, right? That's somebody that's isud rabbanan. Ve'ailonit, right? Ailonit is a girl, a lady that is not able to have children. So all these cases over here, en lahen ketubah. They do not receive a ketubah. Abal yotza beget. Now let's review. Why do these three ladies don't have a ketubah? Well, the first lady is a mema'enet. She's the one that made the refusal. You only get a get when it's the husband that pushes the lady away. In this case, she's the one that threw the husband away. So therefore, there's no ketubah by mi'un. A shiniya, because it's already in isur. An ailonit, also because it's considered mekah ta'ut. When the guy married her, he's married on condition that she could have children. Once he's found out to be an ailonit, she gets a get, but there is no ketubah. So the Mishnah continues, aval yotza beget. Rashi says, what does it mean, aval yotza beget? So Rashi says, we make a diuk from this Mishnah. It says, "Mema'enet shamainan mina ta'ama mishum debaal korhon nafka ha'otzia itna alma yesh ketubah leketana." The only reason why ketana doesn't get a ketubah because she made mi'un. Mashma that if he gave her a get, she would get the ketubah. So therefore, we make a diuk from the Mishnah that a ketana indeed gets a ketubah. Again, what's the proof? From the diyuk of mema'enet. Only a mema'enet, when it came from her, she doesn't get a ketubah. But if it came from him, if he gave the get, so therefore there is a ketubah. So comes Gemara and says, v'ketana yesh la ketubah. So therefore you prove it that she gets a ketubah. So comes v'hereshet mina lan delet la ketubah. Now go the other way. How do you know v'hereshet does not get a ketubah? So the Gemara says, detanya, we have a braita. Heresh v'shote. Okay, that's the men. Shenasu pekot. Okay, let's say they married regular, intelligent ladies. Let's take the Hadesh that married a pikahat. Okay, that's a kiddushin with Rabbanan. Afal pi shenit pakaha Hadesh, even though let's say the Hadesh now became a pikeach, v'nishtafa shote, or the shote now became sane again, en lahem alehem klum. There is no claim. What does it mean, no claim? Rashi, first white line, de'en lahem da'at, ve'en tena'o harishon tenai. Which means, even though, let's say, when they got married, their marriage was a marriage, but it was only a marriage midrabanan. Now, even though when they became smart now, let's say they got healed, doesn't matter. It goes according to the condition that they made at the time of the marriage. And since at the time of the marriage, there is no monetary for them, because they don't have da'at, therefore, there is no ketubah for a Hiresh married to a pikah. Even though he becomes a pikah at the end, doesn't matter. It goes according to the time that they got married. And since the time of the marriage, he has no da'at, therefore, there's no monetary obligation. However, ratzun kayiman. Oh, but let's say they want to stay married after he became a pikah, yesh lahem ketubah, which means now they have another bi'ah. Now the second bi'ah that they have is going to be l'shem kiddushin de'oraita, and now since it's a pikeya, then of course the ketubah can set in. Now we go the other way. Upikeya shenasa chereshet, the reverse. The pikeya married a chereshet or shota, afilu katav la me'am maneh. Even if let's say he wrote for her 100 maneh for a ketubah, ketubata kayemet. The ketubah is a ketubah. Now 100 maneh is an exorbitant amount for a ketubah. You only have to write 100 zuz. He wrote 100 maneh for a ketubah, which is like 100 times the amount that you have to write. So the hadush is what the Gemara says, that the ketubah is a ketubah. Why? Because obviously this guy wants to lose his money. What does that imply to you? He really doesn't have to give any money. This guy wants to make a condition. He wants to give this hadush all his money. Okay, the condition is a condition. So the Gemara makes a diyuk. It's only because he wanted. Halo ratzah. Which means, but if he doesn't want, he doesn't have to. Which means he only has to fulfill his condition because he said he's going to give all this money. But really, it's not a deed of ketubah. So the Gemara said, what's the reason? Because otherwise, no one's going to marry a chereshet. Because if he has to pay ketubah, so then already he has no incentive. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, pikahat lecheresh. When it comes to a pikahat, right, that married a chereshet, what do we say? There is no ketubah. So the Gemara says, litkan la ketubah. On the contrary, in that case over there, we should make a ketubah. Why? De'imken mimne'e ve'lo minazveh. We want the pikahat to marry the heresh. Right? On the other side, you have a pikahat to a heresh. There's no ketubah in that case. The Gemara says, why not? Use the same incentive factor. Now, we want to have an incentive that the pikahat will marry the heresh. What's the incentive she'll have? So now at least she'll get money. She'll get a ketubah. Just like you're saying, what? That when it comes to the hereshet, We say, what, there's no ketubah in order to give an incentive to the man to marry her, so we should say the incentive the other way. When the man is a heresh, and the lady is a pikat, we should say there is a ketubah to get her to marry the man. So Gemara says, a rule, yoter mishaish rotze lisha isha, rotza lihinase, which means more than the man wants to get married, yoter mishaish rotze lisa isha rosa dinase, which is more than the man wants to get married, the lady wants to. So you don't have to give her any incentives. And therefore, even without a ketubah, she will want to get married. Comes Gemara and gives a story. There was a certain Haresh in the neighborhood of Rav Malkiyo. And Sebe itita. Okay, so he married her off to a certain lady. And he wrote in a ketubah that he's going to give her 400 zuz. Amarava, man hakim kerab Malkiyo. Wow, what a smart man that Malkiyo is. The Gabra Rabau. He's a great man. Why? Kasabar, because he made a calculation like this. Ilu ratza shefhal shamesho. If this Haresh would want a servant to serve him, mi lo zabninande, wouldn't he buy her for 400 zuz? So therefore, kod sheken achad ikatarte. Over here, you're getting double benefit. Number one, you're getting a servant, and you're also getting a wife. Which the Gemara is telling us, even though it was not a mandatory ketubah, there's no obligation to give a ketubah, but Betin has the right, as the arbitrator or the apotropos, the administrator of the money of the Haresh, to allocate that funds to the wife. So in this case, for example, the rabbi saw fit that maybe he wanted to get him married. So he said, you know what? He'll put in the ketubah for it. Not midin ketubah. Midin that Betin has a right to do such a thing to get the Haresh married. And yeah, you see where he's a hakam, because the guy would have spent the money anyway. She just kind of wants somebody to help him, right? He paid that money, so therefore might as well pay it for a wife, and you're getting two for the price of one. Amar b'chayabat asher, Amar Shemuel, eshet heresh. Oh, now we discuss like this. You have the wife of a heresh. Yeah, let's get the case. It's a rabbinical marriage. She is married to a heresh. Okay, so the deen of Shemuel is, en chayavim alea asham talui. There is no deen of asham talui. What does that mean? They're married. Now, let's say some guy goes with her. Another guy goes with the wife of a Hiddish. So the question is, does he have to bring an Asham Talui? What is an Asham Talui? Asham Talui is when a person commits an Avon, Misafik. Right, Safik he did it, Safik he didn't do it, so it's a special Qurban. So Shmuel says there is no Asham Talui when it comes to going with a Eshet Hiddish. You have to assume what? That the marriage is considered nothing, and therefore there's no Asham Talui. Now she says, Denema Safek Eshet Ishi Safek Hayaboda Safek Enbo, which means, you see over here, it's not a Safek. Does the Haresh have Da'at or not Da'at? Ve'abar Alea Be'asham Talui, Tevadai En Lo Shum Kinyan Min HaTorah. Which means, it's not even a Safek, it's only rabbinical for sure, which means it's not even a Safek, maybe he has Da'at. Because if you say maybe he has Da'at, the Haresh, so the marriage might be Doraita. If the marriage is Doraita, then it's Eshet Ish Doraita, it has to be Hashem Talui. So Shimon comes up and says, it's not a Safek. The Haresh has zero Da'at, therefore the marriage is the Rabbanan, therefore a guy goes with the Eshet Haresh, there is no Hashem Talui, it's not a Safek. So comes the Gemara and says, Lema Mesai, let's bring a proof to Shemuel. It says, Hamisha lo yitromu. There's five people over that should not take Tiruma. The im tarmu en terumatan terumah. If they took the terumah does not count. What are the five? Ve'elu en heresh, shote, ve'katan, ve'atorem et she'eno shelo. Somebody that takes terumah on somebody else's goods. Ve'oved kochavim she'taram she'yisrael. Or a goy that took terumah on Yisrael's produce. Afilu b'reshut Yisrael. Even if he got permission, en terumato terumah. Oh, so what do you see in this Mishnah over here? That the heresh, he does not have Da'at. What's the proof? His terumah is not considered Safek terumah. It's considered Hunin, which means even a Zar can come along and eat it. Oh, so you see this is concurring with Shmuel's opinion, that a Haresh has no Da'at. Again, Shmuel's statement was what? He's not Hayav if a guy goes with the Eshet Haresh, not Hayav in Hashem Talui, meaning it's not a Safek. Did he make an Isur? Of course he made an Isur. But it's Isur Rabbanan. But he didn't commit Isur Doraita. And to the extent we're going to say, well, maybe he committed a Safek Yisur Doraita. It's not even a Safek. The Haresh has no Da'at conclusively. Oh, you know, we have a Mishnah to prove this. What's the Mishnah to prove this? Mishnah says over here that a Haresh takes Terumah, it's nothing. It's not even a Safek. Because if he had Da'at, you have to say maybe it's Safek Terumah. So comes the Gemara and says, no, This is no proof for Shmuel. Why? Who de Amar Rabbi Elazar? Shmuel really holds like Rabbi Elazar that says Netanya Rabbi Yitzchak Omer Shmuel Rabbi Elazar Terumat Cheresh Lo Tetzel Lechodin. The Terumat Cheresh is not Chodin, and therefore he says Mepenesh Shu Sefek. Oh, really? Rabbi Elazar holds that the Terumah of a Cheresh is really a Sefek, and Shmuel holds like that. Oh, let's go back there. If Shmuel holds that the Terumah that a Cheresh takes is a Sefek, so therefore he should be Hayayav when you go with Eshet Cheresh Hashem Talui. Because it's Sefek if he has that or not. So the Gemara says, Is Virak Lek Rabbi Elazar Hashem Talui Namin Hayev. He should be Hayav and Hashem Talui. So the Gemara says, Ba'inan Haticha Mishte Hatichot. A rule. When it comes to an Hashem Talui, the rule is like this. And they learn it from Pesukim. It's got to be, you have to have two pieces in front of you. For example, one piece is Shuman, Heter, one piece is Hedef. Okay? You ate one of the pieces, you don't know which piece you ate. Did you eat the Hedef or did you eat the Shuman? That's a classic case of Hashem Talui. It's one of two pieces. That's when Shmuel holds that you have an Hashem Talui situation. However, in a case where it's only one piece, and you have a sefek, it's a shuman or chedev, that's not an Hashem Talui situation. And therefore, in this case as well, in this case over here, you only have one lady. You only have the wife of the cheresh. That's not an Hashem Talui situation. Even though it's a sefek. And what's the proof that it's a sefek? Because he holds the gabei cheresh takes terumah, his terumah is a sefek. But the gabei Hashem Talui, if you went with the cheresh's wife, since it's just one lady, I mean, I'll give you an example. Let's say you had two ladies. Yeah, you had your wife in the room, or somebody had his wife in the room, and somebody else's wife in the room, right? And he went with one of the two, and doesn't know which one. So that already have an Hashem Talui, because there's two wives. But here, it's only one. So that's how we square off Shmuel's Shita. So the Gemara says, hold it. You told me that he holds like Rabbi Elazar in the sense that if the Cheresh takes the Rumah, so it's a Safek. And, but you tell me, but Shmuel doesn't know, but he also holds that, well, when it comes to Hashem Talui, you got to have two pieces. So the Gemara says, Umi ba'e Rabbi Elazar haticha mishteh hatichot. But what do you mean? Rabbi Elazar doesn't hold you need two hatichot for Hashem Talui. Ve'at tanya Rabbi Elazar omer, koi. What's a koi? Koi is a type of animal that's a sefek. You don't know if it's a behema or if it's a haya. Now, the halif of a behema is asur min haTorah. The halif of a haya is permissible from the Torah. Now, this koi, you don't know what it is. So Rabbi Elazar says, koi, hayabim al halbo Hashem Talui. Also, you see what? If you ate the halif of a koi, koi to the Rabbi Elazar, hayat Hashem Talui, even though it's only one animal. Oh, but so, and if you're telling me that Shmuel subscribes to Rabbi Elazar, so if he should be Hayav Hashem Talui by the case of the Cheresh, the wife of the Cheresh. So Gemara says, Shmuel savak Rabbi Elazar behada upadik ale behada. He holds like him in one case and argues with him in one case. Meaning, he holds like Rabbi Elazar that what, that if a Cheresh eats takes terumah, it's a safek. But he argues on Rabbi Elazar the gebe his shitav Hashem Talui. Rabbi Elazar says you have an Hashem Talui even on one, and Shmuel holds you have to have at least two. That's why if a Cheresh took terumah, safek terumah. However, if the guy went with the wife of the Cheresh, since it's not considered a safek of two, it's only one lady. The safek is in the lady, so therefore there's no Hashem Talui. Some have it the reverse. Amar Rav Chaya bar Hashem Shmuel Eshet Cheresh Hayavim Alei Hashem Talui. This is the exact reverse. That Shmuel holds that indeed. Hayav Hashem Talui. Metive Hamisha lo yitromu. Oh, what do you mean? We have a question. Because the Braita said what? That a Cheresh that takes Terumah, it's nothing. That's Terumah, that's not a Safek. So the Gemara says, Savar lak Rabbi Elazar. He must hold like Rabbi Elazar that says, it is a Safek. And he also must hold like Rabbi Elazar that says what? That Hashem Talui even applies to one. And therefore, you Hayav and Hashem Talui in that case. Ba'a Rav Asher. Rav Asher, a question. My Tamad Rabbi Elazar. Now, what's the logic of Rabbi Elazar, which means that he comes along and says that the lady over here, this wife of the Cheresh, how does he classify? Which means, how does he look at a Cheresh? So the Gemara says like this, Mifshat Peshita, one side is to say like this. Again, we're looking at the analysis how Rabbi Elazar looks at a Cheresh. So he says, one side is to say like this, Mifshat Peshita le de Cheresh data kedishtau. Number one, it's clear he has weak Da'at, his intellect is weak. Umihu misafka, you know what the safek is? I da'ata siluta, I love da'ata siluta. Meaning, the majority of the wisdom of the Cheresh is weak. But maybe as a drop of wisdom left over that is clear. Now, what does that mean? So that she explains. Look at that she. Kilishta. Daka, he has weak intellect. Kilomar da'ato mu'etet. She'en mihudad lehavin kish'a ben adam. He doesn't have good understanding of everybody else. Umiyum besafka li'i da'atas silutai. Otak sata da'at she'esh. I mean, the little da'at that he does have, im silutai, is it clear? Meaning, ubemashu noten da'ato. I mean, if he pays attention to something, oseh vedabar, veoseh davar, vadai kavarato kavar. I mean, he knows what he's doing, at least a little. Oh no. He loved that silutai. Ulam kol yamav shel hirish pshita le'nabi el'azar dehada data, which means like this. According to this first version, the hirish doesn't change. He is what he is. We're just analyzing. What is he? Is he totally weak-minded, or does he have a little wisdom? And that wisdom creates the safek. That's one side of the equation. Continue. Ul'olam hada da'tahu. But he's considered one brain, meaning he's not, he doesn't change. He is what he is. We just have a safek, what is he? Which means, is his little wisdom considered significant? What's the other side? Or dilma, maybe like this. Pshita le de da'te kelishta. For sure, he has weak mind. Ve'lav da'ta silutahu. Meaning, and on that side that he has a weak mind, his whole mind is weak, he has no intellect at all. However, the reason why we have a safek by a hadesh is kevan di'itim halim bi'itim shoteh. He's dual. Sometimes he's all shoteh, but sometimes he's healed and he's smart. He can go either way. He's either all sometimes or he's nothing all the times. So that's also a safek. So there's two ways of analyzing the hadesh. Either he's one person. He doesn't change. So we just want to know, what is he? Is it just an all weak-minded, or is it a weak-minded, but he has a little understanding, right? That's what he is. Or no, he's two people. Sometimes like a schizophrenic. I mean, sometimes he's all heresh, no wisdom, and sometimes he's halim. So the Gemara says, lemay nafka mina, which is, what's nafka? Either way, it's a safek. Who cares about the analysis of, bottom line, it's a safek. What would be the nafka mina in how you categorize a heresh? So the Gemara says, Leotzi ishto beget. There'll be a big nafka mina. Giving his wife a get. What's the two sides? Gemara speaks it out clearly. I amart hada da'tahu. If you say he's the same guy, meaning his wisdom is what it is, ke kedushin kach girushin. Which is just the way, like, he got into the marriage, he can get out of the marriage. It's on the same level. Which is, he got into the marriage as the Hadesh, whatever his da'at is. If it's da'at, can start totally. So that, to get out of it with that. And if he has a little da'at, just the way he got in with a little da'at, can get out of it, which is the same level. However, i'amart etim halim v'etim shoteh. But if you say sometimes he's good and sometimes he's not, kiddushin matzi mekadesh. Well, there's no problem. He can get a kiddushin. Memanav shah. He can get a kiddushin in the good state. Or you can get a kiddushin in the shoteh state. However, girushin lo matzi mekadesh. But I can get a divorce. Because on the side that he gave a kiddushin when he was good, and now it becomes and now you have a safek if he's a haresh, so how can he give a get over here? He gave the kiddushin when he was halim, now he's shoteh. So therefore, it's going to be enough kamina. So the Gemara says, my, meaning, how does the Mil Azar classify it? Tiku, the Gemara says a tiku, which means, indeed, the haresh is a safek. But what? How do you judge the safek? That's already up to the two sides of it. Is nafka mina l'gabeh? Can he give a get? And then we have a machloket in Shmuel himself. Are you subject to Asham Taluy if you went with the wife of a Hiresh? And the question is, how do you look at the Asham Taluy? According to the first shita says you only have Asham Taluy when the safek is in two people. And there's only one person. No, it's one person. The two minds still makes it one person. Or the second shita is what? That no, Shmuel holds as Hashem Talui if he went with his wife, because he also is even Hashem Talui, even by Safek and one. Comes going and continues. Nishtatit, Amar Yitzchak. The Gemara now is going to discuss the Nidah Vayishota. Devar Torah, from the Torah law, Shota Mitkareshet. Meaning you're allowed to give a get to a Shota. Why? Because just like a get is given Baal Korha, which is even though you have a sane lady, you can give the get to a sane lady against the will. You don't need da'at for a get. So if you can give a get to a shota. Mi ravi a pikahat ba'al korha. Exactly. It's so different than a pikahat giving her a get against the will. Uma ta'am amru ena migureshet. Also, what's the reason why the rabbi said you can't give her a divorce? Shelo yinagu ba min hagefkir. We don't want that she's going to come now, hefkir, she's going to get the divorce. Now she's going to roam around the streets. What's going to happen? People are going to go take advantage of her. So you know what?
You can't give her a divorce, so at least she's protected by the husband. So the Gemara asks, Heki dame, what's the case? Meaning, if she's a sota, but she has enough wisdom to hold on to her get, and she has enough wisdom to protect herself, why would they treat her like efkerut? So that cannot be the case. Must be she's not able to hold on. So the Gemara says, she cannot hold on to her get, and she cannot protect herself. Even Minatorah, she wouldn't be able to get a Gerushin. Why? Because Minatorah, a lady has to be able at least to do one of two things. She has to be able to hold on to her get, and number one, she has to have enough wisdom not to come back to her husband's house. When the husband kicks her out with a get, she has to stay away. But if she doesn't have the wisdom, she keeps on coming back, so that's considered she doesn't have wisdom. So in this case over here, if she doesn't know how to hold on to her get, or let's say she doesn't have the ability, she keeps on coming back. So that's Minat Torah already. It's not a rabbinical thing. It's Minat Torah. And what's the proof? You got to give the get in her hand. Which means she has to have a hand to receive the get, accept it. If she doesn't even have to hold on to the get, so it's not considered a get. And furthermore, you have to send her out of your house. Right? Somebody that you send and doesn't come back. So we're back to the question. What's the case that the rabbis put and impose against a shota that she cannot be divorced? If you tell me she has wisdom to hold on to her get, and protect herself, why not? Give her a get. If you tell me she has no wisdom to protect her get and protect herself, even Minat Torah she cannot get a get. What's the case that Minat Torah she gets a get, but the rabbis made a gezerah? Lo tzirika diyodat l'shmur gita. Oh, she's able to hold on to her get, so if Minat Torah she can get a get. However, v'ene yodat l'shmur atzma. But she cannot protect herself. Devar Torah shota mitkareshet. Why? Da yodat l'shmur gita, but she can hold on to the get. The Amur Rabbana, but the rabbis came along and said, "Lo lifkashu in a guba menagifker." Amar Abaye, daikaneve. The Mishnah is meduyek like this. Diktani. What did it say in the Mishnah? Gabed dida. When it talked about the girl that's a shota, what did it say in the Mishnah? Nishtatit lo yotzi, meaning you cannot give a get to a shota. However, vegabed dida, when the man is a shote, what did it say in the Mishnah? Lo yotzi olamit. Which means it's conclusive, he cannot give a get at all. Now, Maishina Hacha Diktani Olamit. Why by the man use the word Olamit? Umaishina Hatam Diloketani Olamit. By the lady, by the girl. Which is the man which is the Oraita, he has to have Da'at to give a get. So therefore it says if he's a Shote Lo Yase Olamit. Olamit implies it's the Oraita. Mashiach by the Shota, what is the Mishnah's language? Lo Yotzi. It doesn't say Olamit. Mashmawat, because Minat Torah really, you can give her a gift. It's just a gezerah midrabanan, hence the Mishnah's meduyekin on this chinuk. That what? By the man, he has to have da'at Minat Torah to give a gift. And then when the Mishnah says, if a man is a shote, lo yotze olamit, he cannot give a gift conclusively, Minat Torah. But the shota, like her, it's just lo yotze. Why lo yotze only? Because really, Minat Torah, you should be able to give a shota a gift, because you don't need da'at for a gift. That's what do you mean, some of the marriage of the Rabbanan, give her a gift with Rabbanan. Not anybody married to a shota, right? Shouldn't he be able to give him a get? But the Minat Torah, why not? Even the pikat can give a get against the will. So of course can you give a shota? Either both of them don't have that, right? So now the hadush is, but what? It's still assumed the banan. Comes the Gemara and continues, Amar Rabbi Yohanan ben Nuri. Now let's go back to the Mishnah, just to get this back and forth between Rabbi Yohanan ben Nuri. The Gemara said like this, Rabbi Yohanan ben Nuri had a question in the Mishnah. It's the second wide or third wide line of the Mishnah on Kuf Yud Bet, Amud Bet. Mipnema ha'isha shenitharsha yotza va'ish shenitharesh enu motzi. He asked the question, why by the lady that's a hereshet, what's the deen? Yotza, you can give her a get. However, ha'ish shenitharesh, when the man is a heresh, you can't give him a get. Which that was Rabbi Yohanan ben Nuri's question. Okay? So the Gemara comes along and says like this. Rabbi Yohanan ben Nuri. I'm Rabbi Yohanan ben Nuri. Iba'ayedehu. Rabbi Yohanan ben Nuri. Ish peshitale. What was his question? Was his question on the man or the lady? Maybe. Maybe ish peshitale. It was pashutim that a man who's a chayresh cannot give a get because he has no da'at. And what was his real question? The ishakam iba'ayedehu. His real question was, what's the din the gabe'e chayreshet? Or Dilma, Isha pshitale. Or maybe it was pashutim that what? That the Isha, meaning a hereshet, that what? You cannot give a get to a, I'm sorry, you can't give a get to a hereshet. The ish coming by this question was, can a ish was a hadesh give a get? Which means like this, Rabbi Yohanan, the way he asked the question is, what's the difference between the ish and the isha? Now we don't know where he's asking from. What's pashutim? Is ish pashutim or isha pashutim? So the Gemara says, well, from the way they answered him, you could see what he was asking. Tashema midika amru, there from the fact that they answered him like this, Eno domeha isha megaresh la isha mitkaresh. They told him, listen, you can't compare the way when a man gets divorced to a lady getting divorced. Why? Shaisha yotza l'ritzona v'shol l'ritzona. The lady, she can get divorced without da'at. That's why a chereshet can get divorced. Ve'ish eno motzi'e l'ritzono. But a man can only divorce with da'at. Which means the first way they started to answer him was with ish. Which means they started the answer and they told him like this, Eno domeha isha migaresh, which is macho, they were addressing his question, which means, Tim was pashut that the isha can get a get. His question was, what about an ish? So they thought, the ish, you can't compare. So therefore, you see what the Gemara says, Shema mina, ish kame b'ayadeh. Good. To that, the Gemara says, Adraba. On the contrary, read on in the Mishnah. Medika amar le avzu kayoseba. Which means, if you go a couple of lines down in that Mishnah, the Gemara brought another case. What was the case of the Mishnah? The Gemara said like this, that there was a case of Rabbi Yohanan ben Gudgoda, he testified, on a hereshet, that the father married her off. Okay, so it's a regular kiddushin deoraita. And then what does it say? She yotzah beget. Which means, now let's say she became a gedola. Now the father cannot receive the get anymore. And still what does it say? You can give the get to the hereshet. So what do you see? You see that a hereshet can receive a get. Now from the fact that they brought that story to him, and what the rabbi say at that testimony? You see? Just like a hereshet and that story over there can receive the get. So every hereshet can receive a get. Which is, therefore they were answering his question, it sounds like, on the isha side. So the Gemara says further, me'edut. Gemara says further, Adrabah, on the contrary, which is they told the Yohanan that this is a similar case, that watch, because they brought him a proof from a case of an Isha. So we have a stira in the Mishnah. We cannot prove from the Mishnah what was the Yohanan ben Nuri's quandary. Was he asking on the Ish, or was he asking from the Isha? So the Gemara says, Ela Rabbi Yohanan ben Nuri ledivrehem kamar lehu. Rabbi Yohanan ben Nuri was not talking in his own question. He was questioning the opinion of the rabbis of the Mishnah. And the dialogue goes like this. Lididi, according to me, Rabbi Yohanan holds, Ki echi di ish lo matzim megaresh, isha name lo megarsha. Which is, I hold, there's no difference, by the way. There's no difference between a man and a lady. Just like the man cannot give a get, the cheresh cannot receive a get. Ela lididchu. Oh, but you rabbis, maishena isha umaishena ish. He was asking a double question. What's between the man? Why the man? No. And the lady, yes. Amru there, so they told them back, eno domeha isha megaresh liisha megareshet. And then they brought him the story of Rabbi Yohanan ben Gudgoda that said what? That the lady also can, which means, according to Rabbi Yohanan ben Nuri, he had no safek. He said there's no difference, not between an ish and not between an isha. Both cannot give a get or receive a get. Beautiful. Oh, but he's saying, according to me, I have no problem. But you rabbis, you make a hainuk. What's your hainuk? So the rabbis came along and said, there's a difference between an ish and isha, because the ish has to have da'at, but the isha does not have to have da'at. So therefore, that's why the ish cannot be give again. And then they brought the story of Rabbi Yohanan ben Gudgoda that said what? He had a testimony that there was a hereshet that received a get, and you see the get is legitimate. Why? Because a lady can receive a get ma'al kocha. So that's why the Gemara squares it off. Comes the Gemara and continues. Ha'id Rabbi Yohanan. Now, what did Rabbi Yohanan say? Rabbi Yohanan said like this. Rabbi Yohanan holds like this. You have a hereshet. Her father married her off. Good. Now she becomes a gedola. Now would we say the husband can give the hereshet the get? What's the logic? She doesn't have to have da'at. You don't need da'at to give a get. I mean, the receiver of the get does not have to have da'at. So from this testimony, the Gemara learns a law. What's the law? Amar Rabba Me'edutos Shlem Yohanan Ben Gudgod. Now from the testimony of Yohanan Ben Gudgod, that said a Hereshe can receive a get, Amar, he said like this. Amar Le'edim. Let's say a guy, a husband goes in front of two witnesses, he says like this. Re'u get ze she'ani noten. Gentlemen, I want you to look at this get that I'm about to give my wife. His wife wasn't in the room at the time. The Amar, then he goes to his wife and says, Ken si shtar hov ze. I want you to accept this promissory note. So she thinks she's accepting a promissory note. The deen is areze migureshet. You know why it's migureshet? Because she doesn't have to know anything. What's the proof? Didn't he say you don't have to have da'at? Which means, just like in the case of the hereshet, she don't know what she's getting. Right? She had no da'at. And what? She's migureshet. So to over, she thinks she's getting a promissory note. So what? Migureshet. Gemara says, pshita. What do you mean? That's pashut. Why would I think otherwise? Which is, what do I need to be Yohanan Ben Gudgod to teach me this? It's pashut. The lady doesn't have to have da'at for a get. She can be Muslim Ba'al Korcha. What, you needed to be Yohanan Ben Gudgod to learn this case over here? So comes the Gemara and says,
she says it's
according to the Yohanan. Which means, according to the Yohanan, this case would be pashut. So what do you need Rava to come along and teach it to us? Which is really pashut. I mean, I know this already from the Yohanan. So comes the Gemara and says, Mao de tema. And the question is like this: Mida amade kan si shtar chov ze. Maybe I would say that when he tells his wife, yeah, take this promissory note, batule batle. I would think that maybe he's nullifying the get. If he really was nullifying the get, he would have told the witnesses. Which means like this. There's a hiddush in this case. It's not such a pashut case. I would have thought like this. The guy's saying, he shows the witnesses, gentlemen, this is the get. Then he goes to his wife and says, this is a promissory note. I would have said, hold it. He's giving a promissory note. Why didn't he say it's a get? I could argue and tell you, you know why he didn't say it's a get? Because he really wants to nullify the whole situation, and therefore there's no get. Kamash Malan, no. He's not nullifying anything. So why didn't he tell her what it is? He's embarrassed. He doesn't want to tell her he's divorcing her. And therefore the Gemara is saying like this. From Rabbi Yohanan ben Gudgoda's statement, I know this law. Now hold it. All I know from Rabbi Yohanan ben Gudgoda's law is that you can negeresh a lady without da'at. How in the world can I deduce this? That have Amina, that I would have thought that he's mevatel the get, kamashwan, he's not. Rabbi Yohanan ben Gudgoda didn't discuss this this angle. Which I could learn the da'at aspect, but now we're learning a new caveat in this case. So that he shouldn't even understand like this. Once Rabbi Yohanan ben Gudgoda tells us that a lady doesn't need da'at for a get, so therefore it's fair for me to assume that once the guy showed the witnesses that it's a get, and then he went to his wife and said, this is a promissory note. Once I know that Yohanan's rule, that she doesn't need to have da'at, even a hereshet can receive a get. So therefore it's pashut to me that he wasn't being mevatel the get. Which means, I could learn that from his statement. Which means, once already you tell me da'at is not a factor, so therefore for sure I'm going to say he's not mevatel. We're relying on the no da'at factor, and therefore he's just embarrassed, and that's why he gave over the get. And that's the bottom line of the sugya, that in the chem there's a difference between, according to Tanakama, between a hereshet and a heresh. While a hereshet can receive a get, because she doesn't have to have da'at, but a heresh, who's a man, must have that, therefore he cannot give a get. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen ve'amen.